Radio Alternative is at your fingertips with the all-new Radio.com app and on X107.5 now.
What were you scared of as a kid that you're still scared of as an adult? Lou joining us this morning. What's up, Lou?
Good morning. Yeah, letting my feet hang off the bed or my fingers or anything. I'm terrified to this day. I'm afraid.
Are you afraid because, like,
a monster's going to jump up
or
and
like
get it?
A ghost?
More like aliens.
Aliens? Okay.
I didn't know that they aim
for the
feet.
I feel like they're going to come in through the roof if aliens are coming in, right?
Or like the back door.
Maybe. Or if they come in, they're not taking me.
Gotcha.
All right, Lou. Thanks for the call today. I appreciate
you. There's like scary ass stuff like scorpions and spiders, you know? Yeah. Like, that's.
I mean, they're going to crawl up on your bed eventually.
I don't want
like either way.
I don't want to deal with any of that.
Got some top fears for different states.
Okay.
In the state of Nevada, fear of commitment.
No kidding.
Wow. Is that the top of the list?
Easiest state in the union to get divorced in.
In New York, fear of driving is actually number one.
Well, isn't it like kind of tough to drive in New York anyway? Like maybe that's where the fear comes from.
The weather is not great year round like it is here. But especially if you're talking about like New York City, where you could probably go your whole life if you live there without driving, right?
This one coming to us from Ruby on Twitter: horror or graphically violent shows and movies. Mm. They have always given me horrible nightmares for days after. I don't like scary movies.
I don't like
being scared.
It's not even so much the scary ones because it's not scary. It's just like, here's a loud sound.
Yeah.
Like, that's not scary. Like, scary is like a psychological thriller, like some of the Alfred Hitchcock type movies, you know, things of that nature. But, like, I feel like we've moved to a genre of, let's just see how horrifically graphic we can get with some stuff. And I don't want to see that sort of stuff. Same reason I don't watch. It's like I want to be willfully ignorant, and I don't want to be around people who are really super into that stuff.
See, I don't like gory movies. Like, I guess because I'm really squeamish. Like zombie movies, like I have a hate love relationship with that.
I don't mind zombie
that.
Movies because it's based in like fantasy.
Right.
Zombies
still
aren't real.
There's still that gore.
But if it's like Halloween or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or
what
stuff
about the
like,
Omen?
Omen, well, I feel like that's based in fantasy, too.
Fear of spiders is the most common one, along with fear of people.
Yeah.
And California, fear of success. Shut up, California. I don't want to be too rich.
Oh,
I don't want to have multiple homes in Laguna.
The weather here is perfect.
Oh, icky. Just the upkeep. I'll have to deal with so many staff members.
Could you imagine the property tax on six houses?
Gracious. Oh. All of the shrubbery that needs to be trimmed. Just get out of here.
Shut up, California.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what were you terrified of as a kid that you're still terrified of as an adult? This one came to us via text message. I'm still scared of the police. My older brother used to watch a lot of cops when I was growing up, and I always thought the cops were just chasing around good people for no reason.
Oh.
I didn't understand that these cops actually had a reason for what they were doing.
Everybody who they were chasing was on meth. That's why.
They were bad.
That's what they were doing.
When I was a kid, my parents had this episode of Barney recorded on a tape that had this guy in the creepiest bear costume ever that gave me nightmares for weeks. So now any time that somebody brings up Barney, I think of that bear and I just get a chill.
Oh, Barney in itself was just creepy.
A lot of kids programming in
the
general.
Teletubbies?
Yes, creepy as hell.
I never watched that.
Even the Care Bears. Like, what?
You didn't like Care Bears?
I like Care Bears.
Watch it now as an adult and go, somebody was definitely tripping balls when they made this show.
Well, that doesn't make it scary.
The old ones are the new version of Care Bears.
I mean, you're a bear and your belly's magical. I mean, yes, you were probably
a little depressed.
Magic mushrooms.
There was a little depressed bear, but, you know, everybody else was cute.
The rain cloud bear.
The blue one with the little,
Cindy joining us this morning. What's up, Cindy?
My fear is sleeping under windows.
Why is that?
When I was a child, I watched Freddy Krueger movies.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why my parents let me watch it, or I just happened to, and I had nightmares and dreams about him coming through a window and smuggling me with the blinds and curtains. And still to this day, if I even go to a motel room, I sleep on the bed that's farthest away from the window. I won't even put my bed or headboard underneath a window. It's got to be on the adjacent wall.
My parents were pretty strict growing up, and they didn't really let us watch horror movies or scary movies, but I went over to my buddy's house when I was, I don't know, 11, 12 years old, and we watched Arachnophobia when his mom was at work, and that movie terrified me of gigantic deadly spiders, and even more so, the teeny deadly spiders, because if you remember in that movie... Yeah, when the nest hatched and there was all those little spiders like in the popcorn and when you're just turning off a lamp and stuff.
How weird are our brains that 25 years later, you're still scared of that?
I still remember distinctly the scenes from that movie and I'm still terrified of it.
You haven't watched it again since then? Or
would you watch it again? Just,
I mean, sure.
But I bet if you watched it again, you would be fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That spider coming tearing out of the, after he lit it on fire and it's screaming across the room.
So speaking of Nightmare on Elm Street, I had a waterbed. And there's a scene in one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets, I think it's like number 2, where they're sleeping on a waterbed and Freddy's glove comes up and pulls them into a waterbed. All the water shoots up and there's like the worst blood special effect. But still, Gabe, again, one of those scenes that I'm like, man, why do I got to sleep on a waterbed?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Cindy. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
All right. See you later.
Here's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Coming in on our text line at 73100. Ducks and chickens and... flying cockroaches.
Flying cockroaches.
Anything that could suddenly fly at me or fly at me, sheer terror. Let's not go feed the little duckles. They are not cute. They are vicious, mean little suckers who attack innocent people trying to feed them. Stupid, ugly ducks.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
Oh, dang.
You got some issues that you got to work out.
Michelle,
flying cockroaches, I will give you.
No. They don't sting. They don't
scary,
bite.
But I don't want it. Like, it's going to get in my ear.
Okay.
Or
like in your face. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Like when we were in Texas, when we lived in Texas, there were like 4-inch flying cockroaches.
Yeah. Never really bothered me. Michelle, what's up?
I am absolutely terrified to sleep in a room with dolls.
Like dolls. Porcelain dolls?
Ooh.
Or just
any
like
kind of dolls. Any kind of dolls.
Is that because of Child's Play?
No, because of the movie Dolls.
I don't know if I ever saw that.
I don't know that movie.
Early 80s. It was really bad, but it was super scary. I saw it when I was like 9.
Old people, like, I don't know what it is about old people.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when we, you know, like, you know, if you're around our age in your 30s, growing up in the 80s, old people, every grandparent felt like they had a collection of dolls or a doll room. And then you would always have the spare bedroom would always be in there with the most uncomfortable bed ever, which would be creepy as hell.
Surrounded by creepy-ass porcelain dolls or just weird. Andy actually posted a picture on our Facebook page of the specific doll that his mom has that has creeped him out his entire life. And for whatever reason, his mom won't get rid of it. Michelle, thanks for the call today. Appreciate you.
I'm seeing pictures of dolls. It's from 1987, and it is creepy.
Michaela said, cockroaches. I scream and cry whenever I see one. Emily said, the ocean, it is a bowl of nightmares. I'm with you on the ocean.
I don't know. Like if you
body of water in general.
If just you step on something.
Lakes too?
Like murky lakes. Like if you got a muddy lake.
Oh, don't go in there.
I used to, like, as a kid, didn't bother me at all. But now as an adult, that this one has flipped. I'm like, I do not want to go into a body of water that I cannot see like more than 10 feet down.
Liz said heights. A lot of people scared of heights.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany said overflowing toilets. I lose it.
Well, there's something about when the water level just keeps rising. You know,
your anxiety
starts getting out of control because you're like, oh God, is it gonna breach the bowl?
Catherine, very specific here. Anything with no legs or anything with more than 4 legs. Centipedes, creepy as hell.
Here's a horrible one, Dave. Me and 6 of my friends watched Arachnophobia while tripping on acid.
Oh, my God.
Why would you do that?
Oh, my God. Ginny said, the Pillsbury rolls in the can. Hate those things, but they're so delicious.
Oh, when you have to, like, open it.
I throw it and run away.
it's like a little grenade.
A pastry grenade.
And not even kidding about this, Mahoney's fiance commented on this and said marriage.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What were you terrified of as a kid that you're still terrified of as an adult? This one just came in on the text line at 73100. My wife is terrified of birds because when she was a child, she was chased up a flight of stairs by a parrot. The funny part is the bird had its wings clipped, So it was just like hopping up the stairs after her.
Don't mess with the parrot, man. They will outlive us all.
Birds in general, they're just jerks.
We've talked about this many times. If you want to buy the worst gift ever for somebody, buy them a parrot.
Yes, it will last their entire lifetime.
Forever. Those things live for like 80 years. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Religious fanatics at my door. Mom used to make us hide in the house when they rang the bell. How about this one? Ever since I was a kid, I've been terrified of juggalos.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Rightfully so. There's some juggalos that are terrifying. Others, just fine. But anyone that's willing to just paint their face, it's kind of like wearing a mask. Like you get a pass, right?
So the thing about, and that's also, juggalos fall under the clown category, yep. I would say.
Sure.
So I know a lot of people when we were younger who were terrified of clowns, which I never understood then. But now, in 2018, you've got clowns that, like, these are horrifying clowns.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that are, like, they are, like, purposely meant to, like, try to scare you. Like, in the 80s, we had It. That was it. Yeah. There was, and maybe that was the genesis of a lot of it, but I never found like going to the circus or Cirque du Soleil or whatever super scary.
I've found they've gotten scarier as I become an adult, because if you really pay attention to clowns, and a lot of time their makeup's done pretty badly, and you see the sadness in their eyes, and you're like, you're scary. Why are you dressed as a clown when you're...
It's like a life thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, they're like carnies, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of falls into that same category.
Same category, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny on Twitter, twitter.com/Dave Mahoney, open closet doors. I can't do it.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I cannot go to sleep with my closet door open.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's going back to when I was a kid. Like, I'm afraid that there's, like, some kind of monster or demon in there. And if I leave it open, it's just going to pop out and look at me while I'm sleeping.
Ethan
you think
said,
a door is going to stop a demon?
Yeah.
They don't have opposable thumbs, do they?
Demons, yes.
No, they have
do.
Like demon, the hooves.
Demons are like Satan, you know? They've got hands.
Ethan said open doors in the dark, and then somebody else about closet doors said close closet doors. Why is the closet door closed? There is definitely somebody hiding in there to kill me.
No, it has to be closed.
Ralph said my mother. Oh, buddy. Lindsay said, being the only one in the swimming pool, God forbid that massive shark gets you. So, like, that idea that there's, like, a massive shark in the swimming pool, even though you can't see it, and because you're the one delicious treat that's floating around in
what
there.
What about piranhas?
Piranhas?
Piranhas never scared me.
Yeah.
I don't
there was
the
a movie, Piranhas, which was really garbage. I think if they had executed better on their filming of that movie, it would have maybe imparted more terror into me, but it was... It's a really bad B cheesy movie.
Craig said, trusting a fart.
Never do it. Speaking of clowns, Aaron said Ronald McDonald was the clown that did it for me.
Yeah.
Somebody's animal from the Muppets.
All right, yeah.
I mean, he is scary.
As far as Muppets go, he is the most methed out of the Muppets.
Oh, totally.
I will say. Yeah, he's in a band.
I have an irrational fear of kids falling from second floor areas with fences, like at the Meadows Mall. My kids will not walk near the glass rail, even though it's taller than them, like it's going to break and they're going to fall off.
Huh.
I've gotten more scared of that as a dad of a 2.5-year-old. Like anywhere that she could fall, that terrifies me because you feel so helpless, right? There's nothing you can do.
No, I see that.
And again, even though the railing is twice as tall as she is, the idea that she could, you know not better and just go over or push on it and it breaks.
No, that is scary.
Yeah. Being anything over 40 feet in height and not secured and tied off, I'm terrified of. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here's another text. This one coming to us from 262. Bees, dogs, horses, and deep water. Attacked by bees and dogs. Horses are too big, and I can't swim.
Jesus. It's a long list. Maybe take some swimming lessons, at least eliminate one of those. Rachel joining us
this morning. Don't ever watch that video of a horse biting a dude. You will be terrified by that, because horses, you know how big their teeth are?
Yeah, horses and sons of bitches.
Yes.
Rachel, what's up?
Hi.
What are you afraid of?
Giant birds like ostriches and emus. Because really, they're dinosaurs.
Well, and rightfully so. Like,
but when have you come into contact? When have you come to contact?
Have you never been in contact with an ostrich?
No.
Like a petting zoo or something like that?
Nothing?
Yeah,
they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And they're
ostriches are kind of like a-holes.
They're
too.
Total a-holes, and so are emus.
I was visiting the St. Louis Zoo one summer, and there was an ostrich, and they were in the same pen as a giraffe. And there was a giraffe as a mama giraffe and a little baby giraffe. I don't know what they call baby giraffes. It was just a baby giraffe. It was really cute.
Baby giraffe.
Mm-hmm. And the mom was there and watching the baby giraffe, and this ostrich kept messing with her baby. Like, she was pecking at it and, like, just kind of, like, kicking at it.
Maybe that was his kisses.
No, he was, like, kicking at it. And the mama giraffe was like, hey, man, stop messing with my kid. Went up and picture a golf swing with the giraffe's head.
Oh, man.
Straight to the ostrich, like 20 feet. That thing flew.
If you've never seen giraffes fighting, it's definitely worth a search on YouTube because they take their heads and they just swing it around like
basically
it's
basically fighting with their necks, right?
Right, but I've never seen a giraffe hit an ostrich, and I bet that was awesome.
Everybody was like, oh,
is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.